Another teacher this morning. Welcome one another. Say good morning to one another. We're in His presence, and His presence is the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name. This morning we'll be looking at the theme that we titled "The Word of God as Light." We're still on the series on the Word of God. We cannot exhaust this, but we're still on the series, and the Lord will help us as we go, in Jesus' name. So we're looking at the Word of God as light. And a brief introduction will do. One of the attributes of God is light. One of the attributes of God is light. And attributes are words that are used in qualifying the greatness of God. Words that we use in qualifying God. Words that we use in praising Him. In telling Him how great He is in our lives. In our situation. In every challenges that we may be going through. This is what we refer to as attributes. Praise the Lord. And one of the attributes of God is light. Praise the Lord. An understanding of this mystery makes Christian life experience more fruitful and enriching. Having a good understanding of the attributes of God makes Christian life more rich and more fruitful. And here there are over 35 passages in the scriptures where the word light is used to refer to God's word and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are over 35 places in the Bible where the word light has been used to qualify God and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I give a few examples here. The first one is from the book of John, the first John, John the Beloved. The first John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light. Praise the Lord. That our God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Our God is light. Light illuminates. Light transforms. Light repel darkness. Therefore, anybody that believes in this God that we serve automatically is designed to walk in the light. And I pray the light of God will shine on your path in the name of Jesus. Can somebody quickly read the book of John chapter 3 verse 19? Praise the Lord. That place is also talking about the light of God, referring to God as light. Praise the Lord. And John chapter 1, verse 9. This is a story about Jesus. Somebody was introducing Jesus and referred to Him as the true light. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they know that the devil too oftentimes translate himself to an angel of light. But we know the true light is our Lord Jesus. The true light will shine on our path in the name of Jesus. In everything we'll be doing in our life endeavor, the true light will shine on our path in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Some have decided, not according to their will or according to their purpose, but because they are being held under a bondage of blindness, where the God of this world has covered that with them with veil, that they will not see the glorious gospel. But in our life, in our situation, our family, we will experience the glorious gospel of Jesus as light unto us in Jesus' name. In another passage of the scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7, said, true light is sweet, which means our Lord Jesus is sweet. It means serving God is sweet. It means walking in the light of God's word is sweet. It means living a life that solely trusts in the name of the Lord is sweet. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 16:24, say, pleasant words are as a honeycomb and sweet to the soul, health to the bones. So the word of God as light is for good for our health, is good for our soul, and is good to nourish our spirit and Christian experience. In Psalm 36 verse 9, for with you is the fountain of life, in the light we shall see light. Our God is the fountain of life, is a source of our being, and in his word we shall see the path, the direction, the guidance that we need in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. As stated above, the desire of God for his children is for them to chart the course of their life in the light of his illumination, insight, revelation, and power that is stood in the word of God. What this passage is saying is that it is designed for every human person who believes in the power of the resurrected Lord to begin to live according to the word of God. That when you decide to live according to the word of God, the light of God will shine on your path. The light of God is talking about making a crucial decision in the light of the direction of the word of God. And as we obey and live according to this principle, it will work for us in the name of Jesus. Attesting to this fact is Psalm 119 verse 105 that says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, which means the word of God is designed to illuminate our path. The word of God is written to give us direction, which means in this state we are in this world that we are in, a child of God must not live a life of indecision, must not live a life full of conviction, not know what to do. By you having the word of God as a light, it will illuminate your path, it will give you direction, it will give you insight, it will give you the path that you need to go. Praise the Lord. Bible say that we are not like us, not like a mule that has no understanding, but God will instruct us. In another place said, we hear the voice of the Lord and they will tell us where to go, which means once we depend on God and depend on his word, it will give us at a particular time ordering our step for good. And I pray this morning, as Bible said, the steps of the righteous are ordered by God, our step will be ordered by God in the name of Jesus. We'll not make mistakes in Jesus' name. Neither though we have made mistakes, the Lord will turn our mistakes to miracle in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And here I said, note that the God that we serve is not an author of confusion. This is more reason why God is not interested in his children living a life of conviction or indecision. Therefore, it is pertinent for believers to understand that the word of God is the manual that is crucial for their daily living. This is a challenge this morning that we need to imbibe, that the word of God is the only thing we need as a believer to live a Christian life. For a believer to live victorious Christian living on the earth today, we need to look at the word of God as the main thing that we need as an anchor for our soul. As we do this in obedience to God's word, the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. I said, just as fish cannot do without water, so also a faith prophet Christian should not live without the word of God in their dealings or life endeavors. Praise the Lord. Which means it is natural for fish to swim. Therefore, it must be a natural thing for you as a believer, as a born-again Christian, to live absolutely based on the word of God. Said, this thing has been written for us to study, to be approved unto God, so that we are profiting, we appear to men. Those are people who see that we are living in line with God's word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bible wants us to know that God is light. Also wants us to know the only way we can see light is by looking at the light. And the light is the word. And therein the righteousness of God being revealed. As we walk according to this word, the Lord will bless us richly in the name of Jesus. What are the importance of the word of God as light? What are the things that we can see? Why the word of God is so important for a daily living of a Christian, of a believer? Number one, it shows it is a mark of distinction for believers. It is a mark of distinction. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 23, if you are there, you can read, please. Exodus 10, 23. Praise the Lord. This is about the power of God in the life of the children of Israel. They were told to leave Egypt to go to the promised land, but Pharaoh refused to let the people of God go to leave the land of Egypt. Why? Because he held them in bondage. They were in captivity in the land of Egypt. But the Lord showed his greatness in the life of these people by causing a distinction between his own people and the people of the world. And I pray that there will be a testimony in our lives in the name of Jesus. That anywhere we go to will be the most preferred. Everything about us will be different from others. Why? Because he has said in his word that we are peculiar. We are chosen. We are royal priesthood. So everything that will be happening to us should be based on his own will and his own purpose for our life. These people had the light of God. They had the presence of God with them while they were even in the land of Egypt. God caused a dichotomy between them. He allowed the people of Pharaoh to be in total darkness and gave light to the people of God. The Lord will give us light and direction in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So we need to look at this, that one of the reasons we have to look at the word of God is because the word will distinct you. It will separate you from the people of this world. It will make you to be the most preferred. There will be something about you that will cause you to be the only solution to the world's problem. Why? Because as long as you are in the world, you are the light of the world. These scriptures must be fulfilled in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number two, the word of God as light is a weapon against the challenges of life. It is a weapon against the challenges of life. Remember I said that even devil, demons, translate himself to angel of light. But Bible says the Lord will put out the light of the wicked from our midst. Therefore, this is his will for us. Once you begin to walk in the light of God's word, the Lord will put out the light of the wicked. In whatever form, because devil comes with schemes with different devices. But the Lord specializes in putting out the light of the wicked. This shall be our testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Can somebody read Job 18 verse 5? Someone, Proverbs 39 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14. Amen. This is a prayer. This is a word. Every day, every time, every season, every moment, we must turn this to prayer. That the light of the wicked in my family, in my situation, wherever you may be, must be put out. Because the devil is not sleeping. Bible says the demons go to and fro It goes to and fro. So you need to understand that our weapon is that we need to walk according to God's word. Once you walk according to God's word, you have the light of God shining on your path, and you'll be able to know this is not of God, and I have to stand against it. And these are the understanding that God wants us to have as a result of his teaching, series of his teachings through Sunday schools and what have you. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Proverbs 13, verse 9. Praise the Lord. Bible said, when the righteous rejoice, when the righteous is elevated, people rejoice. So the light of the righteous is for you to be rejoicing. This is the plan, this is the will of God for us, to be elevated, to be exalted, and putting out the light of the wicked from me. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Yeah, we need to know that demons, devils, or Satan, whatever they call him, is always transforming himself to angel of light. And as a child of God that walks in the light of God's word, you'll be able to know and have a good understanding that things are not done the way it is done. We need to know that to chart the course of your world, you must not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. And I walk according to God's light, and by decreeing that the light of God will help you and will cause you to live in glory and in power. Praise the Lord. It is an anchor of blessing. Another point that we need to know about God's word is that it is an anchor of blessing. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. It is an anchor of blessing. Bible says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from whom? The Father of light. In him there is no shadow of turning. Then there is any what? Variableness. Which means, how do you know that the gift or the blessing of God is for you? You need to understand the word of God has said it. Anything that is good, anything that is of God, is a Father of light. Whatever thing you desire when you pray, believe in the word. Because the good gift and perfect gift from God, Bible says, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow to it. With God, there's no but. With God, there's no but. So you need to know that the word of God is for you to be able to stand and claim what belongs to you. Claim what belongs to you. God is always telling the children of Israel, go into this land and possess. But we also tell them, you need to contend to possess. Therefore, this morning you must understand that the word of God is for you as a weapon, as also a tool of blessing. So the good gift, the perfect gift, is from God. The promises of God concerning us, they are yea and amen forever. Therefore, you must stand by understanding that God is your Father and is a Father of light, and everything that is good is from him. Praise the Lord. In another place, Bible say it is a revealer. It is a revealer. Another importance of the word of God as light is that the word of God is what it reveals, is a revealer. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Praise the Lord. Every hidden things, the light of God's word is always revealing it. That's the Bible say, cannot. He said concerning Moses, he said, Moses, I will reveal to you. He said concerning Abraham, is my friend. I know will command his children after me, so I must tell him. God is a revealer. This morning, the Lord wants you to walk in it such a way that you have a relationship with God, that God will reveal things to you. Things that you don't know. Say, ask of me, I will show you, he will reveal to you. And the only way you can get access to this realm is for you to be acquainted with God's word. It's for you to begin to live precept upon precept, line upon line of God's word, and God will begin to reveal to you. That's where when you have a shepherd, you have a pastor who's in tune with God, will be bringing a revelation, insight that will help the people of God. And the Lord also wants you to walk according to that pace. That's why the ministry of a pastor is not only for anything but to perfect the saint, to position the saint to be able to get to a level in their life where they begin to live according to the word of God, and God begin to reveal things to them in the realm of the spirit. That hidden things of darkness, that secret riches of darkness that God wants to give to his people. The only way you can get this idea, this, you know, goals, achieving your aspiration in life, is by you getting acquainted with the word of God. And as we do that, the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. There are things God will reveal. It will reveal about what is happening or what is about to happen, either for good or for evil. I will give you what to do and what to do exactly at that particular time. And this is a realm that God is bringing every one of us if we are willing and obedient to live by his word. Praise the Lord. It is also a sign for God to answer your prayer. Once you live according to the word of God, it is a sign for you to receive answer to your prayer. Bible says, if two shall agree as touching anything on the earth, Bible says, it shall be done by their Father who is in heaven. And what happens? Said, the light will shine on their path. This is the word of God. It's a confirmation for prayer. The light of God's word help you to have certainty, the trust that God will hear you or has heard you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another point that we need to know about the importance of the word of God as light is a compass for navigating life. It's a compass for navigating life. Of course, everybody knows sheep. You know sheep. You know how big sheep is? There is no way a ship will leave a destination, a shore, to a destination without having a compass. And the compass is what is like a guidance. It's like telling him all the places he will go through before he arrives at his destination. And the same thing God is saying to you this morning, that the word of God is absolutely designed to show forth how we will move in our life. From where we are and where we are going to be is the word of God that will reveal the phases, the stages you will go through. Praise the Lord. That's the Bible says, I know the thought I have for you. They are thought of peace, they are thought that is good to give you a hope and a future. How do you know that you have a hope? How do you know you will get to your future? It's by you understanding the word as what? As a compass for you to navigate your life. Can we read Psalm 119 again? Verse 105. Bible say what? The lamp is, the word of God is what? Can we say that together? Praise the Lord. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Another point that we need to look at is that the wisdom of God expressed to man. Another point of importance of the word of God is that it is the wisdom of God that is expressed to man. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. If you are there, please, you can read. Praise the Lord. If you look at this place, at this passage of the scripture we just read, this passage is so illuminating that God said, "Behold, I have taught you status and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land where you go to possess. Therefore, do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding." Praise the Lord. This story reminds me of Kenneth Hagin, Papa Hagin, when he was sharing this story that he lacked wisdom, was not do well in school. He was, you know, was a dropout and what have you. He was coming last in the class. And the Lord gave him a scripture that should go and read the book of John. From there, he became life, and the life became the light of men in John chapter 1. And from there, everything about him changed. The same thing God is saying to us here. Moses was saying to the people of God, he said, "Keep this commandment, because this is wisdom. This is understanding for you." Said, "This nation is great, but the only way you can get and possess what God has given you is by you living in consonance with the word of God." Praise the Lord. Said, "This nation is great, but the secret for you to live in wisdom is the word of God." And that's why the Bible says, "Does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask of who? Of God." Praise the Lord. So the word of God is wisdom unto us. It is wisdom, it is understanding. Said the word, the principal thing is you getting wisdom and getting understanding. And this word can give you wisdom, can give you understanding, will make you a wise person, and will make you somebody who knows the mind of God at a particular time in their lives, in the name of Jesus. So in conclusion, I say, if you want to be a mega star, if you want to be a mega star, you want people to know you, want to be famous, you want people to know and recognize your potentials, the commandment of God to us is what? To get up and shine. And how do you shine? Is by getting addicted to God's word. Praise the Lord. The only way you can shine is by you getting acquainted with the word. Can we bow down now? Any question? Any question? Any addition?
One of the attributes of light is to confer beauty. Isn't it? How many of us have watched, businesses that stage, for example, when a new season is beginning and they brought all these models who want to sell clothes and things like that, what do? They ask them to walk. What do? They shine light on them. Have you ever seen them asking these people to walk while they put off the light completely and no one can see what is being displayed? No. No. Is the word of God a light that brings out the beauty in the life of a Christian? That's why it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light is come." For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You see, when the light of God shines, which is the word of God, is the one that brings out the beauty in the life of any child of God. And you can see, when somebody is spending their time in the presence of God through his word, either praying or reading the word of God, what made a difference between Moses and the other children of God after he had an encounter with God himself was the shining light that came from seeing God. Anyone who will study God, study the word of God, will actually see God. You know, the Bible said that the face of Moses shone so much so that he had to cover his face with a veil because the people could not look at his face because it was shining. And so if we take time to study the word of God, the glory of God will shine upon us. And once the glory of God starts to shine upon us, that is how we become outstanding. That is how we become better than the rest. That was what happened to Daniel. Look at every accomplished man or woman in the hand of God. That is what the secret was for them. And it's still our secret today. That we go back to the word. Allow the light of God to shine through us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We said the word of God, once you study the word of God is a mark of distinction. One of the importance of the word is for distinction. It is a weapon against the challenges of life, and it is an anchor of blessing. I also said it's a sign for God to answer our prayer. Praise the Lord. I also said the word of God is a compass for navigating life. Praise the Lord. And we concluded by saying the word of God is the wisdom of God that's been expressed. He said, I command you this day to seek to keep this as your wisdom and as your understanding. And we conclude by saying, if you want to shine in this world, you want people to see you are the most preferred, you want to become an indispensable, then get addicted to the word. Because Bible has commanded us that we should arise and shine in Jesus' name. And as we live by this word, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Can we bow down our head and begin to talk to the Lord? Let us make quality decision this morning. Let's talk to the Lord that the Lord shall be our word, that the word of God shall be our anchor. It shall be the bishop of our soul. We'll live in line with his word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's talk to the Lord. Today is the first day in the new month, the month of August. And 8 represents new beginning in God. Therefore, let's begin to talk to the Lord this morning. That the Lord God Almighty, according to his word in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, say, I will do a new thing. That in this month, the Lord will do a new thing in our lives, in our family, in everything that we're doing, in our job, our family, our loved ones, in the anything we lay our support to do, the Lord will do a new thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Job said, "Which the Lord, the word of God will put out the light of the wicked." Let's begin to pray against the light of the wicked in our family, that the Lord will put out the light of the wicked. Because the Bible said, "By the word of our mouth we shall be justified." So please open your mouth and pray that in this month the light of the wicked shall be put out in your family in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Lord will preserve your whole, both the living and not living thing that God has given unto you. Pray that the Lord will preserve them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He said, no evil shall befall you. That in this month, no evil will befall you. No evil will come to your dwelling in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, as enemy come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up the standard. Let's lift up the standard of God. Claim this month as a month of blissfulness for you, as a month full of God's goodness and favor for you and for your family. Stand on the word of God, that the God will command his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. There's no distance, there's no small journey, there's no distance and worth of you, that the Lord God Almighty will cause his angel of his presence. The Bible says angels are to ministers to the ears of salvation. We are the ears of salvation, that the angel of the Lord will minister great things to you, and everywhere your goodness, your blessing lies in this month, that the angel of the Lord will bring them. They will come, they will not tarry in the mighty name of Jesus. That everything that you'll be doing in this month will be according to dictates and the power of the Most High. Lord, we appreciate you for this service. We declare that this is our month, a month as great, O God, and we believe according to your word in this month in the name of Jesus. Light will shine on our path, and Lord, we will arise in this new month and we will shine for you by living according to your word. Your wisdom, your understanding will be our guide in the name of Jesus. The word shall be a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We appreciate you this morning. We declare this service open in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the move of the Spirit of God will continue in our midst till the end of the service. We say our life will not remain the same, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. With thanksgiving in Jesus' name.